welcome to the regular City Council meeting for the City of Jacksonville Beach for March 4th. We'll begin with our invocation, followed by a salute to the flag, led by Mr. Jansen. Please.
Let us pray. Good and gracious Heavenly Father, as I lift my sister and brother up in prayer, I just ask you to give us clarity of mind to make great decisions that honor you, Lord. Lord, we just ask you to look over our first responders and our military as they preserve our peace. And Lord, we just thank you for your son, Jesus, and the salvation he presents to us. For it's in his name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
This meeting is called to order. Pass for roll call.
Councilmember Golden, here. Councilmember Horn. Councilmember Jansen.
Here.
Councilmember Mesa.
Here.
Councilmember Sutton.
Here.
Councilmember Wagner.
Here.
Mayor Hoffman.
Here. Moving on to approval of minutes.
I move that we approve the minutes from the regular City Council meeting held on February 20th, 2024.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Approval of the agenda.
I move that we approve the agenda.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Council announcements. Ms. Gold.
Thank you, Mayor. Just want to give everyone an update. This is the last week of the legislative session. And it can't end soon enough, honestly. Right now, the vacation rental bills are not moving, so hopefully they will die this week. There is a bill about unauthorized public camping and public sleeping that has passed the House, and it was being discussed in the Senate as I left my house to come here. So I believe it probably will pass, and so the city manager has shared it with our police chief so that he can get prepared for what this bill is going to require. There's a millage rate bill that some of you are probably aware of. The Senate bill didn't get out of committee, but the House bill has been sent to the Senate. So there's a chance that the Senate could take it up, but time is running out, so we will see. The local business tax bill that I think you all are aware of appears to be dead, we hope. And then the Live Local Glitch bill, I believe it's passed. So, anyway, the other thing I wanted to mention is the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has announced that they will be starting equipment mobilization later this month, and beach renourishment is going to start hopefully the end of April. They'll start at 10th Avenue South and go south, and then they'll come back to 10th Avenue South and go north. And according to the timeline that they shared, it's projected to be done in Jacks Beach around mid-June. So we can look forward to that over the next several months. But anyway, thank you to all my fellow council members and mayor for continuing to stay in touch with our legislators until this session is over.
Mr. Jansen.
Yeah, so in honor of opening day in Major League Baseball, I have donned my Jacksonville Beach Seabirds historical jersey and ball cap. The league, so the Seabirds were in a Florida State league that was considered a Class D league back in 1952, 53, and 54. The owner was Red Treadway of the Seabirds originally. Don't know who that was. Don't know if he was a Jacks Beach guy or not. But our first inaugural season became in second place, and we lost to the Palatka Azaleas. So there's my trivia for today.
Go ahead. Mr. Green, your light still on? Did you have something on? No, you good?
I'm good.
Okay. Mr. Green, oh, sorry. I'm not on routine. Go ahead, Mr. Green.
Well, I just wanted to share that my wife and niece and I had a chance to enjoy the Seawalk Music Festival this weekend, and it really was a nice job. It was very well organized, and just got a lot of good feedback from people that I interacted with. So I just wanted to kind of share. I know there's a lot of work that goes into coordinating those type of things. So just seemed to be real good at that.
Mr. Mason?
I was debating if I wanted to share this, but I think this is good news. I am being recognized as Latino leadership by the 8th annual Cesar Chavez Unity Day. I grew up in California and learning about Cesar Chavez, and this is brought to you by the City of Jacksonville, the Mexican Consulate, and the Mexican Jacks Chamber of Commerce. So, March 29th at downtown City Hall, being recognized as a person of influence, and hopefully other minorities and other people can be inspired and make something of themselves. That's it.
I think that is definitely worth announcing. Congratulations, Mr. Mesa. I just have a couple things. We have the second Seawalk sessions coming up on Wednesday. So I think we had a good little crowd out there for the first one, so we encourage you to check it out. I forgot to write down the musician's name, but I think there's a musician and one food truck out there, so it should be fun. March 10th is the beginning of daylight savings time, wow. So change your batteries out.
Sunday. Wow.
I know. Came up quick, didn't it? Okay. Mr. Sutton is in disbelief over there every year. So change out the batteries in your smoke detector and then head on out to the 904 pop-up, which is going to be happening on that Sunday as well. And I'm excited to see that registration is open for the opening of the beaches parade for floats and anyone who wants to enter that parade. We're also bringing back the sandcastle contest. That'll be on that Saturday, and there's a bunch of new stuff coming. That we, opening of the beaches, for those of us who have been around here a while, has been a really big thing in the past, and it's kind of dwindled down a little bit, but it's exciting to see that some of those components and some new and different things are coming up. I think a volleyball tournament, and I think they're going to have one of those skate ramp doodahs. We're going to have a council skate off up there. I don't know if that's what you call it, skate off, or any of the skateboarders. Clearly kidding. We don't need any broken hips. So that should be a lot of fun. So keep an eye out on our on our city Facebook page. Sign up for our city emails and all that good stuff to stay attuned to everything that we have going on. Any other announcements from council? All right. We have one speaker card, and I'm so excited to bring up Kira Mountmorrow, and she's going to be giving us an update on the Beaches Green Market on Penman Road in Penman Park.
Hi, I'm Kira Morrow, board chair of Dig Local, which runs the Beaches Green Market and two of our community gardens here in the beach. We're celebrating 2 years in Penman Park, and things are better than ever. We did have kind of a hiccup last year when the Atlantic Beach Market reopened on Sundays. We saw a brief drop in our attendance and a drop in some of our vendors as they migrated back to the Atlantic Beach Market. But by the end of the year, that trend had reversed. And in fact, I think our usual attendance is right around 500, between 400 and 500 people, but we've seen that pop back up and up and up. And January, which is traditionally the slowest month for farmers markets in general, it's that post-Christmas slump. People aren't out buying handmade gifts for their loved ones in January typically. We actually hit our all-time attendance high the last week of January, which is unheard of. And then we beat it again 2 weeks ago. The beautiful weather is cooperating for us. And we've had a lot of folks stopping by saying, oh, for the last year or two, I've been driving past this place on my way somewhere. I've always meant to stop. And we're getting more and more of those folks from within the neighborhood and in the Gonzales Park and Penman Road area saying that they're stopping in for the first time. We've also had a lot of people who have recently moved to the beaches, looked up to see where the local farmers markets are, and found us. So we're rocking along. We have an average of about 20 vendors per week, and we've added a lot more programming. The Master Gardeners and Extension Office are having classes every month now, either at our market or one of our gardens, and we're trying to get in some more musicians and children's programming again this year. Thanks to you all for hosting us out here at Penman Park. We love the social media boosts. And we also won Foley Weekly's Best Farmers Market for this last year, which, okay, we beat Ram. I don't know what happened. I think Ram thought they could rest on their laurels, but our market manager was really promoting us to visitors and vendors to vote every day in December. So,
do you mind taking a couple questions? We've got a couple like found on the board. Ms. Goldie?
I just want to say I love the Beaches Green Market, and I'm so glad you're there. I love going by there, and especially the plant guy. He's my favorite.
Yeah, truly local, yes.
Oh my gosh, I have the best tomatoes because of him and all these other plants, and so it's wonderful. I'm so glad you guys are there and glad it's doing well, and I keep sending people to you.
Mr. Jansen?
Just real quick, I had a potential vendor approach me this past weekend, as a matter of fact, want to know how to get involved or get a spot there. Can you let the public know?
Yes. If anyone is interested in either becoming a vendor or getting involved with us as a volunteer, we also take teams for community service hours if you'd like to help direct parking or count shoppers for us. Diglocal.org is our website. And for vendors, we have a drop-down, the vendor section with a form and an explanation of what kinds of licensing might be required for different kinds of vending, and just a form that they can fill out, upload a couple of examples of their work or the things that they would like to sell, and the board will all receive an email. They should hear from us within 48 hours. And we are a strictly locals-only market, so everything sold or grown to be sold at the market needs to be within about 100 miles of Duval County. So farmers on the other side of the county, great. People designing T-shirts that they're having drop shipped from another country, no, sorry. Although we are always happy to, if there's things that don't suit our market, we're always happy to refer people to other markets and pop-ups that might be suitable for them.
And Ms. Golding, I did overhear Dave the Plant Man saying that he will have tomatoes on this coming up Saturday.
He plants tomatoes this week. He doesn't like to make promises. Just in case the weather,
he definitely added a lot of caveats to that, but his goal is to have tomatoes for the first time this weekend. So you just gotta hang out near Dave the Plant Man. He tries really hard to teach me what to do, and I'm one of those people that will spend $80 for one tomato.
The one thing that vendors, especially food vendors, have asked is if we could get some picnic tables in the park eventually, or somewhere to sit, because that lets people stay and enjoy the market without having to take their food home. But it also makes people stick around longer and shop more and kids play. So we have reconfigured the market recently to leave a big open space in the center, so we have a lot more families shopping while they can see their kids playing in the center. The place to sit is something that a lot of vendors, particularly the food trucks and the food value-added food vendors, ask for. So, just thank you very much.
I think that's a very reasonable request. Mr. Raven?
Question. You were talking about volunteers. If I was to volunteer, can my 9-year-old stepson volunteer with me?
Absolutely. I bring my kids all the time.
All right, perfect. Yeah. So
they always have a job to do, even if it's just walking around with the trash forever. Yeah.
Perfect.
Can you just do a quick little rundown for all of us to know on the EBT and SNAP?
Yes. We are an approved SNAP recipient. We have a machine, so if people want to come and shop at farmers, shop from our farmers with their SNAP or EBT card, we can swipe that for them, and we distribute tokens. We also, through some funding from Feeding Northeast Florida, double people's SNAP dollars if they're spending it on fresh foods. So part of our market's original stated goal is to bring fresh food and make it accessible to those who most need it. And that includes not just the shoppers, but the farmers themselves. Some farmers, especially in Duval County, who are represented at farmers markets, up to 40% of their income might be from SNAP dollars. So one, it helps preserve local agriculture, which, especially after the last few years, we've all gotten that sense of insecurity in our supply chain. It's good to have access to farm foods locally, but also for our shoppers. So say somebody says, hey, I've got $20 to spend today at the market, I'll swipe their card, we give them $40 in tokens that they can then use at our vendors based on what the vendor's selling, produce or meats, things like that.
Great. Okay. Great.
Thank you. Thank you for that update and for answering our questions and for Penman Park, one of probably our most visible parks.
Yes, and all
the best little park no one knows about.
Been playing basketball during the market lately, which is that's a new thing for us.
Yeah, that's great.
So that's nice to see that pocket of Jack's Beach really well utilized.
Yeah, you're putting Penman Park on the map. So thank you for doing that, and thank you to you and your team and all of the vendors as well for getting out there.
You have a great team and a fantastic market manager these days. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Okay, that was the only courtesy of the floor. So before we go to consent agenda, since we don't have discussion on the consent agenda, I just want to thank Barbara Boyd, Megan Camp, and our entire finance team. We had a presentation of our annual audit in our earlier briefing, so we were in depth on that. So that is going to be on our consent agenda, but I did want to thank you guys for the hard work to put that together, especially with some recent extenuating circumstances, so thank you all. Okay, moving on, consent agenda.
I move that we approve the consent agenda.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Okay, we're skipping right on down to ordinances. Do we have an updated report on this one at all? On the first one.
Christian Foy, senior planner. So at the first reading, council requested a condition that on-site consumption of food not be part of the definition. The applicant was nice enough to provide a clean version of the written description, which should have been attached, which removed that language. So now it's strictly for off-site consumption.
Thank you. Madam Clerk, will you read the ordinance by title, please?
An ordinance of the City of Jacksonville Beach, Florida, establishing a planned unit development, PUD zoning district, within the City of Jacksonville Beach, Florida, as provided under Chapter 34 of the Code of Ordinances of said city, providing for repeal of conflicting ordinances, severability, and an effective date.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. This ordinance for the rezoning of properties before the Council for a public hearing and consideration on its second reading. Under the laws of the state of Florida, an application for the rezoning of a specific property or development site is handled as a quasi-judicial proceeding. A quasi-judicial proceeding means that the city council is now functioning in a manner similar to a court, with the mayor and council sitting as impartial decision makers, hearing testimony and questioning presenters who are to provide substantial and competent evidence to support their side of the issue. It is the duty of the council to arrive at sound decisions regarding the use of property within the city. This includes receiving citizen input regarding the proposed use on the neighborhood, especially where the input is fact-based and not a simple expression of opinion. It is the applicant's burden to demonstrate that their application is consistent with the Land Development Code and the Comprehensive Plan. If the applicant is successful in showing consistency, then it is up to the local government to produce competent, substantial evidence of record that the application should be denied. The council's decision on a rezoning application is based in the criteria set forth in Section 34-211 of the Land Development Code. Each member of the council has been provided a copy of the criteria. In addition, the council has received a copy of the application and the staff and planning commission's recommendation on this rezoning request. I will now open the public hearing on ordinance number 2024-8209. We already had our staff update. Would the applicant like to make a presentation providing?
Good evening, City Council. Brad Wester, Driver McAfee, Hawthorne, and Even Now, 1 Independent Drive, Suite 1200, Jacksonville, Florida, 32202. I'm here to answer your questions. We obliged with the previous condition and then got that updated written description back to staff pretty quickly. And so, nothing more to present on this. I did every stage prepared, but you know, we're not ready for that electronically. But I don't want to belabor any point. I think everything has been going pretty smooth with staff, and I appreciate your consideration for approval for this.
Thank you, Mr. Wester. I don't have any comment cards on this. Is there any member of the public that would like to present in support or opposition to this application? Seeing none, this public hearing is closed. for requesting motion on this ordinance, beginning with myself. Each of the members is requested to indicate for the record whether the members have any ex parte communications on the matter, and if so, disclose both the names of persons and the substance of the ex parte communications regarding this application. An ex parte communication refers to any meeting or discussion with a person or citizen who may have an interest in this decision, which occurred outside of the public hearing process. Written ex parte communications, whether sent to one member or all members, can someone please fix that typo? Whether sent to one member or all members, do not have to be disclosed on the record, but must be made a part of the record by sending / forwarding them to the city clerk. I have not had any ex parte communications on this item. Mr. Sutton?
None.
Mr. Mason?
None.
Mr. Wagner?
None.
Mr. Jansen?
None.
Ms. Golding?
None.
Can I have a motion on this item?
I move that we adopt ordinance number 2024-A209 on the second reading to rezone property located at 504 First Avenue South, owned by South Jacks Rentals, LLC.
Second.
Before opening the floor for discussion or questions by the council, please be reminded that our decision will be based on the criteria set forth in the Land Development Code, and the council is required to approve a clear statement of specific findings of facts stating the basis upon which such facts were determined and the decision was made. The floor is now open for discussion. Seeing no lights, Madam Clerk, roll call.
Councilmember Golden?
Yes.
Councilmember Jansen?
Yes.
Councilmember Meza?
Yes.
Councilmember Sutton?
Yes.
Councilmember Wagner?
Yes.
Mayor Hoffman?
Yes, motion carries. The second ordinance, we have staff report.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. Heather Ireland, Planning and Development Department. Ordinance 8210 is the first reading to adopt the change to the comprehensive plan to add a marina mixed-use land use category. After you approve the resolution to transmit it to the state for their review, we got comments back by all reviewing agencies. Their comments were we have no comment and no objections, and the state found it consistent with the rest of the comprehensive plan. So pretty straightforward. I'm happy to answer any questions, or if anyone needs kind of a refresher on what this is about, I'm happy to cover that as well.
Thank you, Ms. Ireland. Madam Clerk, will you read the ordinance by title, please?
An ordinance of the City of Jacksonville Beach, Florida, adopting amendments to the Jacksonville Beach 2030 Comprehensive Plan to adopt a new property, future land use category of marina mixed use, with associated policies providing directions to the Planning and Development Department, establishing severability, and providing an effective date.
This ordinance for the amendment to the text of the 2030 Comprehensive Plan is before the Council for a public hearing and adoption on its first reading. Under the laws of the State of Florida, an ordinance which changes the text of any element of the City's 2030 Comprehensive Plan is a quasi-legislative proceeding. The quasi-legislative proceeding means that a governing body is acting on its rulemaking capacity. It is the duty of the Council to arrive at sound decisions regarding proposed changes to the text of the adopted 2030 Comprehensive Plan. This includes receiving citizen input regarding any proposed text change. The application has been reviewed by staff and the Planning Commission for consistency with other portions of the Comprehensive Plan. The Council may hear from all interested parties in the legislative determination of an amendment to the text of the City's 2030 Comprehensive Plan. The Council's decision on the Comprehensive Plan Amendment application is based on the criteria set forth in Section 34-182 of the Land Development Code. Each member of the Council has been provided a copy of the criteria. I will now open the public hearing on Ordinance Number 2024-8210. We already heard our staff presentation. I guess we don't really have an applicant. I don't have any comment cards on this item. Would anyone from any citizens like to comment in favor? Was that? Okay. In favor or in opposition? Seeing none, hearing is closed. Before requesting a motion on this ordinance, beginning with myself, each of the members is requested to indicate for the record both the names of persons and the substance of any ex parte communications regarding this application. An ex parte communication refers to any meeting or discussion with a person or citizen who may have an interest in this decision, which occurred outside of the public hearing process. I had two emails, I believe, from Ms. Valerie Britt, which were copied to the planning department. Mr. Sutton?
Same.
Mr. Mason?
Same.
Mr. Wagner?
None.
Mr. Jansen?
Same.
Ms. Golden?
Same.
Thank you. And can I have a motion on the ordinance?
I move that we approve ordinance number 2024-8210 on the first reading and schedule a second reading for March 18th, 2024, adopting a comprehensive plan text amendment to add a marina mixed-use future land use category to the adopted 2030 comprehensive plan.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. I'm sorry, Madam Clerk, I did not see your light earlier.
Can we just clarify for the record, those that said same after Mr. Wagner, mean the same as you, not as Mr. Wagner?
Oh. Mr. Jansen, Ms. Golding, you were referring to the emails from Valerie Britt?
I was.
Yes, I received two emails from Valerie Britt.
Good call. Yeah. Before opening the floor for discussion or questions by the council, please be reminded that our decision will be based on the criteria set forth in the Land Development Code, staff's report, the recommendation of the Planning Commission, and the public input at all hearings. The floor is open for discussion by council members. Seeing none, Mr. Sutton.
Just a comment to Heather, good job by you and the department to get something back with no comments from the state. Sometimes is hard to do, so great job.
Thank you, Mr. Sutton. Any others? Madam Clerk, roll call.
Councilmember Jansen?
Yes.
Councilmember Reza?
Yes.
Councilmember Sutton?
Yes.
Councilmember Wagner?
Yes.
Councilmember Golden?
Yes.
Mayor Hoffman?
Yes. Motion carries. Mr. Mesa?
I almost forgot that Curry's, when we had our announcements, we had the hockey game. Guns N' Roses, one of our very own Officer Anthony DeLeo was part of the team, and they took the W. So congratulations to them and a very own officer who did pretty good.
He plays ice hockey?
Yes.
I'll show you a picture. He's the biggest boil.
I mean, that's kind of where I was going with that. Ms. Golding.
I move to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
He's not here.
Somebody else did.
Especially legally. Oh, the meeting of the church.